Torah said that you can't learn out kesef from shtarim bio, because shtarim bio yesh ben bakocha, kesef is not yesh ben bakocha, even though by am bia it is bakocha, but by ishus leash ben bakocha. Pish bekuntis, take from the top. Pish bekuntis bia bia vama shtar begereshin, kesef vama bio. The kosher of inu tam, im zeh kosher bakocha, mashab meichas bitu bakocha. So then, my kamer abunah, the kamei, kesef bia ishus niu leash ben bakocha, if you're going to consider it to be Bal Kocha, that he could sell her for Amar Bia against without consulting her. So by the same token, that he could be Makadosh is also Bal Kocha. So why doesn't Mara say in Amit Beis the Kesef we should ask from Bal Kocha? So we saw yesterday Rashi addresses that. Rashi in Amit Beis addressed the Rashi. It means Kesef. It means Baalma Lashik from Bal Kocha. But Taisus holds that that's a. It doesn't learn the Gemara that way. Right in the end of time, Kevin da'ab imokim bita koi ain't a choshe b'akrocha Kevin shumidai tishalav. When the time says that's not going to call b'akrocha, that the father in the Kabbal kiddushin for his daughter, by the same token, let's assume that's the same thing by Amavriyo, that the father could be smokeres bitoi, neither of those things are called b'akrocha, because it's midasa'ab. The Avi is going to have to explain. So then, what does the Gemara mean that Ba'amar Bia you have Bal Kocha? That's the next piece in Tosfos. But the component of Shitas Tosfos is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that the fact that the father is Meicher is Bito L'Shitva. So the fact that the father is Meicher is Bito L'Kiddushin. It's not called that the Kesef is being Poyel Kinyan Bal Kocha because it's not Bal Kocha. It's Midasa Av, and the Avi is Mokum Bito Koi. This Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in other Rishonim as well. Rishonim comes in two flavors. The lashon of the Rashba, when he quotes this Rabbeinu Tam, is that I don't have the Rashba in front of me. But the lashon of the Rashba more or less is that the das of the Av is Torah was machshu the das of the Av like the das of the daughter. Therefore, it doesn't matter, you don't have the das of the daughter. You have the das of the av. The das of the av substitutes for the das of the daughter. The lashon of the Ritva is that it's not called Bal Kocha because the father is the makne. So if the father is the makne, so then the das is important. Does the das of the makne, that's not called Bal Kocha. No. You sell the table, it's Bal Kocha. The table is not called Bal Kocha. The king is not called Bal Kocha. A lot of the Ritva is L'shitasa. The Ritva is L'shitasa from where?
Gimel.
Gimel Mbeis, by the Hochi Hashta. That's how the Ritva learned the Gemara about the Hochi Hashta. Where's the Hochi Hashta? Via Mekabal Kedusha, via Shokul Kaspa. Via Shokul Kaspa. The Ritva is a Pshat in that Gemara is that the fact that the father is Mekabal Kedusha without asking the daughter shows that the father is the Maknet, he's the Baldover. There's a lot of Ritva. A few L'shainas. He's the Machne, he's the Baldover, Kimimimoyna, he Chashuba. The whole kingdom is being done with the father. The Isha is the Baldover is the father. The kingdom is being done with the father. So, Mele, it's not Bal Kocha. If you have the Haskam of the Baldover, then it's not Bal Kocha. The Etzim is not Bal Kocha. That's not the Rashba. If that's what the Rashba meant, that's what the Rashba should have said. Rashba said that who needs the das of the daughter? I don't need the das of the daughter. The daughter is the dover animka. The Rashba says I need the das of the daughter, but the das of the father is b'mokum the das of the daughter. It's not called balkocha of the bas because the das of av is b'mokum the das of the av. Lashon Taisus is a little bit more noted to the Rashba. The das av is b'mokum das of bas. The feet of Ritva is not that the das av is b'mokum the das of the bas. I sell the table. It's not that my das is b'mokum the das of the table. I don't need the das of the table because the table's not the mecher. I'm the mecher. The Ritva is l'shitosu by the Hochi Hashta. The father is the father gets the kesef kiddushin because the father is the baldover. Rashi holds neither like the Ritva nor like the Rashba. Rashi holds that it is Bal Kocha. It's Bal Kocha of the bas. He doesn't hold from either of these swerves. It's the swerve of the Rashba that the das av is welcome das of the bas. Rashi's time doesn't have. And Rashi doesn't hold from the Ritva that the father is the that the father is the makom. And that's also Rashi Lishitosei. Rashi Lishitosei where? Same place. By the Hochi Hashta. The Dayak and Rashi over there, and the Hochi Hashta, and the whole sugi over there, we learned Rashi that way. The Rashi holds that the father is that the Gemara says Hochi Hashta. That if the father is Moshe L'Kiddushin, he also gets the Kesef Kiddushin. So whereas the Ritva learned it means it's two sides of the same coin. If the father is the Makna, the male Kesef goes to the father. Shitas Rashi is no, it's two different things, two different schusim. The father has a schus in the Maisa Kiddushin. The father has a schus in the Kesef Kiddushin, the way he has a schus in Maisa Yadayim, for example. The Gemara just says, Hochi Ashtam is done, the stabber, the package deal. If the father has the schus in the Maisa Kiddushin, probably Torah gave him the schus in the Kesef Kiddushin. There's no mention over there in Rashi that the father is the Makna. Rashi is just also over here. Rashi learns that the father is not the Makna. The daughter is the father is not the Makna. The father is not the Makna. Really, the Kinyan is being done. The Baldova over here is not the father. Baldova is the issue. And the Kinyan therefore is happening in Balkoch. No, Imamish lines up. Rashi and the Ritva, they line up here with their own. They're the Shitosu. They're both the Shitosu. Rashi holds the father is not the Makna. He's not the Baldova. I mean, maybe the Rashi is the father is not the Baldova. The Baldova is the Isha. So maybe it's called Kesef Bal Kocha. It's a kinyan that's happening Bal Kocha of the Baldova. Rashi Reyos. And that's the Rashi there by Yochi Hashtar. Doesn't have this notion that the father is the Baldova. The father gets the Kesef Kedushin. It's a Schus Mama. The way he gets from Isi Yadayim. Not because he's the Baldova. It's done. There was Mzaka the father in the Schus to do the Kedushin, in the Schus to get the Kesef HaKedushin. And there is a Lushitas, the father's brother is actually the Baldover. That's what the Hakri Hashem means. The father's the Baldover. He's the Machna. He's the Baldover. If he's the Baldover, then the Kinyan's not happening in Makrocha at all. What Balkrocha? It's Midasa Baldover. What other Das do you need except for the Das of the Baldover? Yes, that's clear. I want to elaborate on this a little bit because I think this Machlekes has maybe Shoshim. And it's an opportunity also maybe to tie up a loose thread that we had when we learned the sugya over there in Daf Gimel Beis. At the end of the day, when we were learning the sugya in Daf Gimel Beis and the Sheikh Zeritva, we had problems with the Zeritva that we never resolved. And I want to go back down maybe to resolve those problems and we'll see maybe more the shrush and where this machlekes perhaps comes from. This machlekes Rashi and the Zeritva. Let's go back a little bit. Go back in time to that few moment days. The Rabbi said, "As far as Achi Hashda, the father's mechabel kiddushin, the father gets the kesef hakiddushin." The Ritva also there's a backwards Achi Hashda. Also, the Maskanas and there's a backwards Achi Hashda. Once we know the father gets the kesef hakiddushin, the mele only the father can do the ma'is hakiddushin, and therefore the daughter, that's the mocker that the daughter can't do the ma'is hakiddushin, because the father gets the kesef. Megala, the father is the Baldover. The father is the Baldover, the daughter can't be Mechabel of Kiddushin. The Ritva said that Haim time Rabbi Yechonon, that's something that Yomor Beis, this idea that the father is the Machna, that's the Shurish, and that's the Shurish of Rabbi Yechonon Shita, that a daughter cannot be Mechabel of Kiddushin. Not only Kana, but even a Naira cannot be Mechabel of Kiddushin. Avia Beloyi. Remember, maybe I'll put things on the board just so everyone should remember. Just when you thought that you were over that, right? You had a test on everything. You never have to think about it again. It can work that way. Okay, it's a kli from Mor Bracha. So then we give over days. Okay, Yechanan. That whereas by get tibi avia, the Mishnah in Gittin, Amakimol, by kiddushin, it's avia aloi. The Yechon is machalik between kiddushin and get. The Shlok is not machalik, so the same machalik is by kiddushin. The same din applies to kiddushin, the Yechon is machalik, avia aloi. What's the reason for the chilik? Anybody remember the two lashonis in the Gemara? What's the Lushnakama? Kiddushin, she's Machnesses Hatzma. Rashi understands to mean that the father's nichul is a kiddushin. The father's lo nichul. Magerishin is nichul. Then there was a lishna basra. What was the lishna basra? Das. Kiddushin, you need das. Kiddushin, sorech das. Rashi adds das machne, and that's the das of the father. That's das af. Okay, so that's the thing over there in Mem Gimel. Comes along the Ritva, and that before, and that, there's actually a Dalim in the base, but he's going in the Sugan Gimel in the base. Says the Ritva, actually, the Ikka time of the Rabbi Yochanan, is because the father's the Makne. But Ikka time of the Rabbi Yochanan is the Sugan Gimel in the base, the Hachi Hashto. Pasuk says the father gets the money, and therefore, ha'avu ha'makne, and therefore, he ain't a yechayla l'kabel. That's the Ritva. So we had a problem? What was the problem? It's against the Gemara Mem Gimel. How can the Ritva say that the reason why the daughter can't be Makabel is because of the Hachi Hashto? The Gemara says a different reason. So the Ritva addresses that. And the Ritva said in the Chanami, the main reason for Rabbi Yochanan is this. So what's the Gemara Mem Gimel? What does the Gemara need in the Lishna Kama for? The Machkas and the Machneses?
Remember?
We shouldn't learn out. Well, that's only we shouldn't learn out Kiddushin from Gerishin from Kiddushin. But the Ikka Svara is this. So we had a kasha. And this kasha we never resolve. And that is, the Maisa, the Gemara over there says, and that's Mandala in base. Where I said nothing in Dalai Lama days, that she's only Kiyada of Yadamya. The daughter's only Makabel is Yad of Yadamya. The father's the Ikar Yad, he can make a Shliach, can Makabel get, come on, I get. The daughter can, the father's the Ikar Yad, the daughter's only, first of all, Kichotzer of Yadamya, Kiyad of Yadamya. The question is, if the daughter is only Makabel as Yad Avio, so then just because the father is the Makne, why can't she still be Makabel Kiddushin? She'll be Makabel Kiddushin. I understand she doesn't have her own Yad, but let her be Makabel Kiddushin, Ki Yad Avio. Like, why does the Gemara assume, like, what's the svar over here, that if the father is Makabel Kiddushin, if the father gets the money, she can't be Makabel Kiddushin? And both ways, if the father does the kiddushin, she can't get the money. And if the father gets the money, she can't do the kiddushin. The Hachi Hashto goes both ways, but it's the same Hachi Hashto. The father's the machne, since the father's the machne, he gets the money. If he gets the money, if he's the machne, she can't do the kiddushin. Why not? Why can't she do the kiddushin like by Gerishin? So we had a suggestion, but it's not the Ritva. I had a suggestion, maybe I wanted to impute to the Ramban, scribe to the Ramban, that that maybe in the Chanami, it's two different sukkahs. The Gemara, that Gimel and Beis was discussing, could she be Makabel the Kiddushin with what? With her own Yad. So the Gemara, no, the father is the Baldover. She doesn't have her own Yad. The Gemara, that Mem Gimel is discussing, okay, but maybe she could still be Makabel the Kiddushin Ki Yad Avio. So the Gemara, no, the father is Anichole. She's Mafkas Atzma. That was very good. Mahalach, he said, maybe the Rabban holds away, just Mistimus Dvar, not that I really know it for sure. But the Ritva is preferred not the way. Then the Ritva should have said that. The Ritva should have said that's the answer to the two sukkahs. The Ritva didn't say that. He says, no, the whole Rabbi Yochanan Lagavi Kiddushin is finished over here. And that Gimel. With the Hachi Hashto, the father gets the money, he's the Machne, she can't be Makabel. The only thing I need the Gemara and Dachmim Gimel for is just to explain why I don't learn out Gerishin from Kiddushin. That's a side issue. But as far as Kiddushin is concerned, this is self-sufficient. The Gemara that Gimel is self-sufficient. The father gets the money, therefore he's the machne. If he's the machne, she can't be makabel. Why not? Let it be kiyada v'yadam. This problem we left in the Gemara, we didn't say it to us. So I want to revisit that. I think it's Negev over here. start with a different problem. So let's look at things here. There are some Yechesed Kasha, a steer between two Gemaras. On the one hand, we have the Gemara and Mem Dalet on the base. We have the Gemara Mem Dalet on the base, that she's Kiyad Avi Yitanya. Which means that the main Yad for Kabbalah Saget, let's say Begerishim, where the father and the daughter, the Mishnah says the father and the daughter could both be Mekabel Luget. But who's the main story? Who's the main Yad? So the Gemara by us says the father. The father is the main thing. The daughter is just Kiyad Avi Yadamiyah. But Loyalim, in the words, Loyalim Kiyad Avi Yadamiyah. The main Alimus is only is the father. The Taisi Rosh of the Imam Dalet said, when he's explaining Gemara, that she's only coming Mikayach Avi Yadamiyah. The Ikki Yad over here is the father. That's why when it comes to making a Shliach, to make a Shliach you have to be a Bailim on the Maisa. It's the father who makes the Shliach, not the daughter. That's the Gemara of Imam Dalet. So it seems the father is the main thing. Another raya that the father is the main thing is in Gittin, Samach Dalet, by the Mishnah of Hiva Yom Kavlin as Gitto. This one's also another. By Samach Dalet, the Gemara says, Yad Yisair Zachal Rechman, it's Lashon Gemara. That Rabbi Yehuda says, it's either or. Rabbi Yehuda in that Mishnah says, no, Abi Yavalohi, because Ein Shtay Yadayim Zoychas Gachas. And the Chacham say, no, Yad Yisair Zachal Rechman, there's two Yadayim floating around over here. So the Shal is, who's the Yad Yisair and who's the main Yad? So Rashi and Tosfos both say, that the father is the... Oh, this is already steel. We're on the other side. No, sorry. Scratch. We'll come back to that. So, but the Gemara in Dalet Rebbe says that the father is the main Yad. Esher Me'e Simcha, there's a Gemara in Gittin Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph that says that the father is a shliach of the daughter, to be Mekabel Leget. The Gemara is discussing over there, do you have ever such a thing as a shliach as Bal Kocha? The Gemara says, yes, Abayu says, yes, there's such a thing as Shlichas Bal Kocha. The father is Mekabel Get for his daughter. The daughter didn't say that she wants. So you see, the lesson over there is we take down. You see there's such a thing as Shlichas Bal Kocha. The father could be a Shlich of the daughter to be Mekabel Get without her Haskam. Says Yomei Simcha, it sounds over there that who's the main person, who's the main Bal daughter? The daughter. The father is a Shlich of the daughter. We can add that in Gittin, Samach Gimel Mebeis, over there in Samach Gimel Mebeis, when the Gemara says, Yad Yisair Zochel Rachmono, that there's two Yadayim over there. So Rashi and Tosfos both say that the father is the Yad Yisera, the extra Yad. Her Yad is the Ikka. So that lines up with Gittin Chafalef, but it's against the Gemara of Chafalef.
Chafalef, don't we know it's not a Stam Shaliach, because in Shalichos of time?
You're right, it's not a regular, you're right, it's talking about a typical Tishlichos, maybe it's exactly the Kosovo.
How can we learn to the rest of Shlichos, that there's an Indian or Shlichos?
Yeah, I don't know, that has to do with the Sugi over there, I don't remember now, the Sugi over there. Normally, can't be a shliach bal kocha either. Gemara's not saying you could generally be a shliach bal kocha. I forget right now why the Gemara said it. Not only Rishonim to agree that Yad Yisera means that the father is the Yad Yisera. Some Rishonim still learn that she's talking about Yad Yisera. Maybe it depends on this issue here, but. Here we have two Gemaras. Never mind, we have two the Ferish Gemaras. One Gemara says that the Yad of the father is Dika, the other Gemara says that the Yad of the daughter is Dika. So the raid is, and this I spoke about when we were learning that Gemara, the raid is, and we're going to go with this on that, the raid is that it's two different Nidoinim, two issues. There's one issue. With whom is the gerishim being done? Who is the misgarish? Who's the baldover? Who's the baldover on the gerish? You know, the Torah says the person's megarish. He's megarish. His wife. Who is he doing the gerishim with? That's the gemara chafalah in Gittin. That the baldover is the father. Is the daughter. Avada, the husband is being megarish's wife. Is not being megarish's shvet. you might want to be Megarish. Sometimes the person wants Megarish, sure not to, but the mice, he's Megarish the... I once went out with a girl, and it's not the girl that I married. But I remember I came back and I said that it must be Bashet. And I sat with the prospective father-in-law for a long time, and he grilled me for a long time. And I came back and I said, it must be Bashet the Shidduch, because I already don't like the father-in-law. Well, nice, I married a girl that I did like the father-in-law, so it's not a hard and fast rule. In any event, the Gemara in Gittin is saying, with whom is the Gerushin being done? A part of the Gerushin is being done with the girl. She's the Miskaresh, she's the Valdover on the Gerushin. The only thing is, so how do you get to get to the father? Torah said that the father is a stand-in for the daughter. But that's a kind of shlichus. Again, it's not regular shlichus, so it's Bakoch of the daughter, and she's a Ktana, but it has, it's the father is a proxy for the daughter, but the Miskaresh is the daughter. That's the Gemara in Chabal can give. The Gemara in And that's what the Rishonim mean, Rashi and Tosfos, that the father is the Yad Viseiris, she's the main Yad. That they mean that she's the main Miskareshes. Fathers can also do it by proxy, but the Gerushin is primarily being done. The Gerushin is being done with her. She's the Balas Dover. The father can do it for her, but it's for her. It's not for him. That's the Gemara Gittin. The Gemara in Dalet Amud Beis is talking about something else. Who's the Bailam on the Maisa Agerishin to be able to make a Shliach? To be able to make a Shliach, you have to be a Bailam on the Maisa. Something, you know, that's the, we talked about that, you know. To make a Shliach, you have to be, that's what the Gemara says, that Tnai is totally in Shlichus. Milsa the Yisub of Tnai, you can make a Shliach. Milsa the Lesub of Tnai, you can't make a Shliach. Because the fact that you can make a Tnai in something is right, you're the Bailam on that Maisa. The Maisa Agerishin, the Gemara says on Nachman Dalet, the father is the Bailam on the Maisa Agerishin, not the daughter. Since the daughter is Bishus Avila, even though the Gerushin is being done with her, the Gerushin, she's the Balas Dover, the Gerushin is being done with her. But you need the father's Bailus. The father is the Bailam on that act. She can't do it without the permission of the father. Because the Torah said that just like for. Yeah, the Torah said that for Kabbalah, they get the father as beating the satel lishas. We learned that's what's from Tav Luchar. From as beating the satel lishas, Luchar. The father, the Torah said that the father is the bialim and the ma'isa gerish. So only the father can make a shliach, and not the daughter. She can get from the. She can also be mekabel kiyar aviyah, but only kiyar aviyah. The father is the bialim and the ma'isa gerish, and because she could also do the ma'isa gerish. The Gerushin is being done. She's the Miskareshes. She's the Balas Dover. But in the Maisa Gerushin, both things are true at the same time. She's the Balas Dover. The Gerushin has to get them. The Gerushin is being done with her. The Venosin Biyoda is to her hand. That's another way to think about it. When Torah said Venosin Biyoda, he has to put the get in her hand. Whose hand? In her hand. The father is her proxy, but it's about primarily in her hand because she's the Miskareshes. That's number one. Then there's another issue. Even after that's true, that the Gerushin is being done with her, and the Menosim Biyoda is into her hand, but the father is the Bailim, has the Koyecha Bailim, to decide, so the father has the Bailus on that Maisa.
So she's not really appointing him as the Shliach, he's appointing himself as the Shliach?
Well, both things happen at the same time. On the one hand, she's the Miskareshes, and the father has to act for her, and that's a kind of Shlichus, that the father is the Shliach of the daughter. On the other hand, That's the father is a shliach of the daughter. On the other hand, she, I'm not sure you call her a shliach, but she is a, we'll come later exactly what she is, but she's an extension of the father's yad. Well, there's two things. We could say, as far as the chalais agerishin is concerned, she's the balas dover, and I'm not sure the word, I have to know exactly the fine tuning of the nusach, and we're going to maybe come work on it a little bit, but let's say for the time being, the chalais agerishin is in her, and I think the best word is Balas Dover. The Gerushin is being done with her. She's the Miskareshes. She's the Miskareshes. She's the Balas Dover on the Kinyan. She's the Kainis Atzma. Not the fatherless being Kainis Atzma or being Kainis Bita. She's Kainis Atzma. The Gerushin is being done with her. But nonetheless, it's in the father's, like Nedarim, when she makes a Neder. It's her Neder, not the father's Neder. She's the Chalais Neder is with her. But the father's a Bailaman if it could be made for it. She's b'shus avil in yinidar. That doesn't mean when she takes a neder, the father becomes a mother. She becomes a mother. She's the balas dover in the dar. But the father is the bailam on it. The father can be made for her. You need the father's haskama. He has to be mekayim in there, the mevatel in there. So al derech zeh, the mesgaresh is a her. She's the baal's dover in the gerish. But the father's a bailama whether to let it happen or not. If she wants to be mekabel leget, she needs the father's kayach habailam. But that she has to be kiyad of yadam. So that's the raid. That's a good scheme. So I'm going to put this on the. I'm going to put this down. So I'm going to sum this up. This one's also another. I got more than one. The bottom line is she is the balas dova. Can't even see this. He are balas dova. But the av is the bailam on the meister. This is not worth nothing. Okay, so far so good, but what's the problem? I mean, that's the rate, that's not my England. That's the rate, how to deal with her medicine plus kasha. Problem is, that we're saying, based on the Gemara Gittin Chavala, that the real Balas Dover and the Gerishin is the daughter. Balas the Bailam the Maisa, but the Balas Dover is the daughter. But the Ritva says that the father is the Balas Dover, like Kiddushin. That's why the money head goes to the father, because the father is the Balas Dover. He's the Machne, he's the Balas Dover. What do we do with that? That's a new problem. How can the Ritva say that the father is the Balas Dover, who came in by me, Chashuva? He's the Machne, he's the Balas Dover, who came in by me, Chashuva. The Gemara says in Gittin, but the father is only a shliach of the daughter. The Iker Balas Dover and the Gerishin is the daughter. The daughter is the Gerishin being done with the daughter. That means that the daughter is the one who's being kind as Atzma. How can the Ritva say that the father is the Baal Dover?
Is the
father is the Baal
Dover? Whoever is able to do the Maisa, but
First of all, the Kesef Kiddushin should depend not on who's doing the Maisa, but on who's the Baal Dover on the Kenyan. Number two, even if we'll deny that that's true, and we'll say, no, maybe the Kesef is following the Maisa, conceivable. The Lashon is the Ritva, not the way. The father is the Baal Dover and the Machne Ukimamoina Hichashuva. That doesn't sound wrong, that he's only talking about who Balabatav is on the Maisach and on the Maisach Kiddushin. Sounds like he's saying that in the Kiddushin itself, otherwise it doesn't have any meaning. That's what the distinction means. The Gemara Chavala is saying she's the Baal's Dover, she is the one who's being kindness asked of a Gerishin. She's the Baal's Dover on the Gerishin. The Maisa needs the father's Rishus because the father gave the father the koyach to be Makai, and the father's the one who's the balabos on the Maisa Gerishin. But the Niskareshis is her, so who's the kindness atzma is her? The Balas Dover is her. Here the Ritva says by Kiddushin that the father is the Machne, the father is the she's Kimamani Chashuva. That seems to be against the Gemara in Gittin.
Is the only meaning that Kiddushin and Gittin are different?
So Chara. What this drives us to is that there must be a difference, according to the Ritva, between Gerishin and Kiddushin. That by Gerishin, that's the one given Chavala, that the Gerishin is being done with the daughter. And the daughter is the Baal's daughter on the Gerishin. The father has the Yad on the Maisa. The father has the Baal, is the Bailam on the Maisa. But the Gerishin is being done with the daughter. By Kiddushin, the Ritva tells us that you see that the money goes to the father. That's a raya that the father is the Baal Dover. The child is how do we have a right to Michalik and Gerishin and Kiddushin?
Maram and Gimel.
So that's what I think. Maram and Gimel. And it'll be a new pshat in Maram and Gimel. The Maram and Gimel is Michalik and Gerishin and Kiddushin. The Gerishin is Machkasas. We already had many different shotim in this Shinchan. It seems to be a fertile place to say many different shotim. With the words of Gerishin Kiddushin, Gerishin Machles Satzim Shushaviyah, Kiddushin Machas Satzim Shushaviyah. Rashi says that's just a child of Nichole Loi Nichole that she should have a yad. Here the father Nichole she should have a yad. Here the father not Nichole she should have a yad. But I think that the Ritva doesn't say. I looked it up. The Ritva doesn't say how we learn to lose the time with it. But I think that the Ritva will learn that the Gemara is, we already had a Rishonim, we already said in some Rishonim, which is such a similar notion. But the Gemara is saying something else entirely. The Gemara is saying that by Kiddushin, where she's in the father's Rishos, she's going out, but she starts off in the father's Rishos, so then the father's the Baal Dover. The father's the Baal Dover, then it's Avi of Elohim. By Gerishin, when she's Machdesis Hatzim, which is Avi, means she's out of the father's Rishos, then the main Gerishin is be done with her. She's coming back into the father's Rishos, but then it's then already she is the she's then already she's the Miskereshes. And that goof of Pshat in the Lusnakam. So goof Pshat in the Lusnakam. We had something similar in whom? In the Yikin Ben Chanal. To check back in the notes. I think in Rabbi Nechanan, I want to say such a similar pshat in the Mishnah Gama. I think in the Ritva, that's what's misbakash with it. We have to mechalek from Gerishin and Kiddushin. That the Ritva says that the father's Baldova, that's by Kiddushin. Can't be true by Gerishin. Gerishin to the Ferish of Gemara, that the father's a Shliach Habas. Of course, parenthetically, the Lishna Basra doesn't say that chiluk. The Lishna Basra says a different chiluk. But you need, by Kiddushin, you need das makne. By Gerishin, you don't need das makne. The Lishna Basra seems to hold that the father is the makne by Kiddushin and by Gerishin. Just the difference, you need das makne now. But the makne is the same person in both. That's against the Gemara and Gittin Chaval. Okay, the Gemara and Gittin Chaval. It's like Lishna Kama. The Maskana of the Gemara is Lishna Kama. Remember in Dafim Dal, Hashtag Dos Lach. The Maskana is Lishna Kama. The Gemara and Chaval. It's going like that. Maskana se Gemara is that by Gerishin, which is Machnesses Atzim Shusadiyah, the Baal Dover, she's doing the Gerishin. The Gerishin's with her. So if that's the case, so now we have, you make the Cheshbon over here. The Rashi Nitra, the Shitosel. And we'll go backwards. The Gemara in Gittin, it's Muchuch. The father's always a Shliach Habas. That means the main Baal Dover is the door. The miskaresh is the rest of the parish. The father is doing it for the daughter. So it says in the Gemara in Gittin that at least by Gerishin, the Baal's Dover is the daughter. The father may have the Baal's and the Maisa, but the Gerishin is being done with the daughter. The father is only a shliach of the daughter. That's the parish in Gemara in Gerishin. According to Rashi, there's no mokum in the Gemara to be mechalek from Gerishin and Kiddushin, because even though we have this Lishnakam, Rashi is a whole different shot in Lishnakam. Your father's Nichole, she should have a yad. The father's not Nichole, she should have a yad. Gemara is about who has the yad. That's Gemara is about yad. But as far as the Etzim Nidoin, you know, who's the Miskareshes, in Gittin it says by Gerishin, she's the Miskareshes. She's the Baal's Dover. There's no Gemara that says that Kiddushin is any different. If I forget, you see, the Gemara compares Gerishin and Kiddushin, and there's only Mechalik inside issues about it. The father's Nichole, she should have a yad, not Nichole. But in the fundamental issue, Gemara is not Mechalik in Gerishin and Kiddushin. So we have to take it, therefore, as written, that Kiddushin is like Gerishin. Then who's the Baal Dover? The daughter, not the father. And Mr. Firash, we could also ask this question in a second. But the Lishna Basra says the father's a Machna. The Lishna Basra seems to say, I need Das Machna. Das Machna is the father in the Lishna Basra. Why is the father the Machna? It says in Gittin that the daughter is the Baal Dover. Say the same thing in the Chavi. That's the Lishna Basra. The Lishna Basra holds that the father is the Machna, but Gerishin and Makidushin. We're going to get in. It's like the Maskana with all this Lishna Kama. But I'll call him, leaving Lishna Basra out of it. Lishna Basra could make it so Shalai Kilkasu. But in the Lishna Kama of it, it says in Gittin that the father is the Shliach Habas, that means the Baal's Dover is the daughter. The Gemara is not Mechalik in Gerishin and Kiddushin. Not Mechalik. Gemara is Mechalik in technicalities, the father Nichalei, that she should be his Yad, do it for him or not do it for him. But fundamentally, there's no change in who's the Baal Dover. So therefore, Shitas Rashi is that Kiddushin is no different than Gerishin. And by Gerishin, we have a Gemara that she is the Miskareshes. So we have to assume that by Kiddushin also, she is the Miskadeshes. She is the Baal's Dover. And if a Rashi, she tells it by us, holds that if the Kiddushin is happening Baal Korcha, if you only have Das Ab, you don't have Das Abbas, that means you have a Kinyan that's happening Baal Korcha of the Baal's Dover. That's Rashi is by us. That is called Baal Korcha. Because she is the miscarriage, not the father. She is the Baal's Dover, not the father. That's called Baal Korcha. Mashenkin lefi the Ritva holds that yes, by Gerishin, I can't get away from that. It's a Gemara that the Baal's daughter is the daughter. But by Kiddushin, that's the Lishna, that's the Gemara's Mechal. That's how we apparently understood the Gemara. The Gemara's Mechal. By Kiddushin, she's the Baal's daughter. But by Gerishin, he's the Baal's daughter. I mean, all the way around. By Gerishin, she's the Baal's daughter. But by Kiddushin, he's the Baal's daughter. And that's what the Ritva says in Daf Gimel, about the Gemara in Daf Gimel, that the father is the Baal's daughter in the Kiddushin. She's Kimimimoyne Hichashuva. I said before. Therefore, the Ritva she tossed learns that that's Pshat Naochi Hashtam. She's Kimimoni Chashuva. And therefore, the Ritva by us says that it's not called Baal Kocha. What about Kocha? It's Midas, a Baal Dover. So it comes out that the shorish of machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva, it goes back to the Lishna Kamed of Mem Gimel Beis. What's the Gemara saying in Mem Gimel Beis? According to the Ritva, the Gemara is saying a chiluk between Gerishin and Kiddushin. Kulgabi the Baal Dover. If by Gerishin she's the Baal, the Baal is Dover, and by Kiddushin he's the Baal Dover. That's usually Machneses and usually Machkas. And if it emerges out of that Lishna Kamed, that the father is the Baal Dover. And according to Rashi, there's no such Gemara. That's not how Rashi read that Gemara. The Mela, there's no difference between Gerishin and Kiddushin. And if it says in the Gemara Gittin that she's the Baal's daughter by Kiddushin, by Gittin rather, then Al Kochel, she's the Baal's daughter by Kiddushin as well. And that's Rashi Shittos. And that's the Shoresh of Machlekes. Oh, so with this, by the way, we can also deal with the problem with the Ritva. The Ritva says the father's the Baal's daughter, therefore she gets the... The Ritva says in Daf Gimel that the father is the Baal Dover, and he's the Machne, and so on. That's why she can't be Makabal Kiddushin. That's Nika time of the Rabbi Yochanan. So we had a problem. What do you mean that's Nika time of the Rabbi Yochanan? But let her be Makabal as the Arabiyot. Who cares if the father is the Baal Dover? But she's Kiyad Rabbi Adami. Let her still be Makabal again, Kiyad Rabbi Adami. Let's go back to that question. That was the loose thread from Dav Gimel. I think the answer is this. The svara of Kiyaga Viadamya, that she can be makabel for the father, only works for the issue of the bialis and the maisa. In other words, by gerishin, where she is fundamentally the miskareshes, she's the bialis dover, the gerishin is being done to be megarisher, the venosa viod is her. The only thing is, she needs the koyach ha-bailam of the father, because the father is the bailam and the maisa gerishin. So she needs, like the father could be made for the gerishin. The father is the bailam and the maisa gerishin. So she needs to take from the father the koyach ha-bailam. So the Torah said, kiyana v'yadam, chotzer v'yadam, is a maskana, she's kiyana v'yadam. She comes, her kabbalah is mikoyach ha-av. But that's only because she is still the miskareshes. But in a case where if she would not be the miskareshes at all, then I would not say that, well, but she's Kiyad Aviyah and she can be Makabal again. The Moshe, I'll bring that out. I'll ask you a question. A father has two daughters. Two daughters, both Nairas. And one of them is getting a get. Can the other daughter go and be Makabal again for her sister without asking the father? Why not? Both daughters are Kiyad Aviyah. The Torah says the daughter is Kiyad Aviyah, Dan. The father can be Makabal again for either daughter. So why don't I say, Shiroch and Leh, Roch is supposed to get a get. Why can't Leh be Makabal again? She'll be Kiyad Aviyah, and then it's like the father is Makabal again. And if the father is Makabal again, his daughter, then it's good. And that's a Vada, not true. So Taka, why not?
She's not the father, she's not the other daughter.
The answer is, because there's two issues over here. First of all, there's the issue, who's the Miskareshes? The Miskareshes is Rochel. For that, there's no Kiyad Aviyah, Damio. After all, she's not a shliach of the father. The father was never mamana her as a shliach. She might even be a ketanah. A lot of Rishonim hold that even a ketanah can be makabel her again. She's then a ketanah, not a bashlichus. She's not a shliach. Well, actually, that's what women come back to. But the father was never mamana her as a shliach. She's not shluchah shalom kimoitz, that it's mamish the father's, as if the father was, if the father would be mamana lay as a shliach, then makabel rochel's get, that would be fine. That would be fine. But that's not what happened. The father wasn't mamana rochel as a shliach. There's a din in the Torah that the daughter's Kabbalah Saget is called Kiyad Avi Adama, but that halacha was only said insofar as the Torah said that even though you need the Koyach HaBailam of the father, but putting it into the daughter's hand is doesn't lack in the Koyach HaBailam of the father, because for that it's Kiyad Avi Adama, it's an extension of the father's Yad. So it doesn't lack in the Koyach HaBailam and the permission of the father. Because you put it into the, in a sense, you whatever. That's the Gzeres HaKosuv, that the daughter is Kiyana Viadamio Le'inyin, that is, it's not manua from a lack of Koyach HaBailam. Even though you need the Koyach HaBailam, the daughter has the Koyach HaBailam. But fine, so you have Kilu, you know, when you put into the daughter's yeah, it's Kilu, you have the, it's still called the Koyach HaBailam. Doesn't touch the Rosh, it's the Koyach HaBailam. The Koyach HaAv. But besides that, I also need v'nosan biyada. The gerishin, the ger has to be given to the miskareshes. It says v'nosan biyada. You have to, the maisa gerishin is to give the ger to the miskareshes. Give it to the father. The father's a shliach of the daughter. Give it to the daughter. But if you give it to Leah and not to Rachel, then you didn't give the ger to the miskareshes. And Leah is not a shliach that I should say that it is called that you gave the ger to the miskareshes. She's only kiyana viya legabi the. She doesn't lack in the koyach habayim, but you still have to give the ger to the miskareshes. Give the gift to Leah, not to Rachel. That's nothing. And it's about it true. You know, you want to say, you know, whatever the Hesber is exactly, but it's for sure true that you can't give the get to Leah if it's Rachel's get, and say Kiyada V'Yadam. So how Kocha you have to say? You have to give the get to the Miskareshes. And Rachel is the Miskareshes. The Gemara says Kiyada V'Yadam, it just means the guy with the other issue, the guy with the Bailus and the Maisa. You need the Bailus of the, you need the father's Bailus. So it doesn't lack in the father's bias if you give it to the daughter. For that, she's kiyana v'yadami. But it doesn't take away that you have to give the get to the miskareshes. Mela says the ritva, that's all by gerishin, where she's talking the miskareshes. So she's the miskareshes, you give the get to her, she's the miskareshes. All you lack is the koyach habayim, kiyana v'yadami. But by kiddushin, she's not the miskadeshes at all. By kiddushin, she's kimimoyni chashuva, the father's the baldover. You're doing the kiddushin with the father. For that, it's not going to help kiyana v'yadami. What is up, Yadav? That's only for the Koyach HaBailim, but the Maisa HaKidushin has to be done with the Baldova. The daughter is not a Baldova at all. It's like giving the get to Leah and it's Rachel's get. You got to give the Kiddushin to Leah, and it's Rachel's Kiddushin. That's nothing. So here, even if you give the Kiddushin to Rachel, it's nothing. Because Rachel by Kiddushin is B'chalak Balazdova. The Balazdova is entirely the father. Says the Ritva, that's the Hachi Hashta. The Hachi Hashta says that the father is the Baldova, Ukimimimimini Chashuba, it's another Poshim. That once, says the Ritva, that once the father is the Baldover, he's the Makne, then the Kiddushin has to be done with the father, not with the daughter. And that's Ika time of the Rebbe Yochanan, you can't do Kiddushin with the daughter at all. Because she's not the Miskadeshes. She's not the Baal's Dover and the Kiddushin. I, the Gemara and Gimel, says, no, the Gemara and Gimel is telling me, don't learn out Kiddushin from Gerishin. Don't learn out Gerishin from Kiddushin. Maybe by Gerishin she also said that he's the Baldover. That's the Gemara, no, Maskar, again, she's Machneses here, she's Mafkas. The Baldover is different. Come. Okay, so far, what do we have so far? The caviar. This last piece was the long word of Dabgimo. This last answering word, but the Cheshmen Advarim is very relevant, you know, to us right now. The Cheshmen Advarim is why do we the Cheshmen Advarim is why who's the Baldover and the Kiddush? That's this Cheshmen, I think is the Cheshmen. The Gemara says by Gerishin that the father is the Chabas, the daughter is the Baldover and the Gerishin. According to Rashi's Pshat in Dachrim Gimel, there's no chiluk between Gerishin and Kiddushin in that regard. The chiluk in Gerishin and Kiddushin is technical. There's a father Nicha that she should be Makabel for the father. But fundamentally, the Gemara doesn't say that there's some difference between who's the Baldover and the Kiddushin and who's the Baldover and the Gerishin. No, according to Rashi, there's no such Gemara. So therefore, we have to assume that what's true by Gerishin carries to the Kiddushin as well. Otherwise, the Gemara should have been Mechala Galik. And therefore, according to Rashi, it emerges that the daughter, just like she's the Baalas Dover, she's the Baalas Dover and the Gerishin, she's the Baalas Dover and the Kiddush. And according to the Ritva, apparently there's a Chiluk. By Gerishin, she's the Baalas Dover, but that's the Lishna Kama, that Gerishin is not the same as Kiddush. Therefore, by Kiddushin, the father is the Baal Dover and not the daughter. So, mainly, with this, we understand the Machalik is Rashi and the Ritva and Asu. Rashi by Narsugya holds that when you do kiddushin and you have the das of the father, you don't have the das of the daughter. That's called that you have a kinyan that's happening bal kochay of the baal astova. That's called bal kochay. That's you see that the kinyan of kesef has a koyach to be poil a kinyan bal kochay of the baal dover. Because by kiddushin, that's the last argument. By kiddushin, Rashi Shita is that kiddushin is bal kochay of the daughter. That's called the kesef. That's called kesef beishus bal koch. Except the Rashi says that. That's Rashi Shita. That's Rashi Shita. Narsugya Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. Rashi Shita is that kiddushin bal kochay the daughter. It's called bal kochay. That's called kinyan kesef bal kochay. And you see Chiddush Rashi also. Rashi says that's even true by Amud Vriya, which is Chiddush even beyond. Rashi says even by Amud Vriya, when the father sells the daughter as an Amud Vriya, that's also called that it's a kinyan bal kochay. I could have thought that maybe, even according to Rashi, that the daughter is the Baal's daughter and the Gerish and the Kiddushin, but when it comes to Shivchos, the father is the Baal. That there even Rashi would agree that Kimim Moine Hichashuv, I feel the father can sell her into Shivchos. It seems from Rashi that's not true either. That just like by Gerish and Kiddushin, the father is the Shliach of the daughter to be Moiser the Kiddushin. So it's the Shliach of the daughter to be Moiser to Shivchos, but the Baal's daughter is still the daughter, and the Kinyin is happening in Bak Kochi of the Baal. That's a Kiddush all by itself, so that's a bombshell, but that's what it says here in Rashi. That Shita Rashi. And against that, we have the Shita of the Ritva, that it is, it's not called Bakroch at all because the father is the Baldor. And then we have the Shita of the Rashba, which is in between. On the one hand, the Rashba does not say that she's the Baldor. I mean, the Rashba doesn't say like that the father is the Baldor. The Rashba seems to say that she's the Baal Dov. Still, says the Rashba, it's not called Bar Kocha, it's not called that the kinyan is happening Bar Kocha of the daughter, because the father's das is b'mokum the das of the daughter. And that Rashba doesn't hold true. Rashba holds it's still called Bar Kocha. The Maaseh is Bar Kocha of the daughter. So what's the nekuda of this machlokes? Here, maybe we don't have to look any further. Maybe that's just what it is. That's the machlokes. It says that's called that. That's not called Bakarcha. The father, the Torah gave. You know, maybe that's bedrock. But I want to make a suggestion. Maybe there's a nekuda here also in this machlokes. Maybe this machlokes also has deeper roots. But even though Rashi and the Rashba both agree that the daughter is the Baalas Dover. She's the Baal's daughter on the Kenyan. But still they differ. Do you say that the father's das is like her das and it's therefore it's not called Baal Karcha? Do I say no, the father's das is not like her das and the Torah is Mechadish Takta that there's a Kenyan here that's Baal Karcha? It goes back to this. Let's look at Gershon again. Bearing in mind that according to Rashi, there's no chiluk between Gerishin and Kiddushin and Gabi, who is the Baal Dov. Let's go back to this raid over here. On the one hand, we have Gemara Gittin Chof Aleph. It says that the daughter is the Baal's daughter. The father is only being makabel again for the daughter. She's a shliach of the daughter. So we see from there that the main miskaresh is the Baal's daughter. She's the daughter. On the other hand, the verse says in Mdalad and Mdbeis that the yad of the father is olim. She's only coming mikoyach the yad of the father. We said that means that the bailus, the father is the bailam and the maisa gerish. She's the miskaresh. But the father is the Balaam and the Maisa Hagersh. His Machalkas Hashanim, the Mishnah says that the daughter, Hiva, Naira Hamarosa, Hiva, Via Makabu Meskit. That's Talah. That's what we're talking about. What about a Ketana? Could a Ketana be Makabu her get? She has a father. No father of Adishka. Tana Betsim could be Makabal again. You don't need to ask that the Tana can be Makabal again. As long as she's old enough to understand that she's being divorced. She's not the Meshach of the Chazes. But what about a Tana who has a father? Can she be Makabal her get? Is this Machalikus Hashanah, major Machalikus Hashanah in the beginning of the, well, many places. Beginning of the second parak, so let's talk about it. Shitas Nataisus. Shitas Rashi had a chazor about it, but Shitas Rashi la'acher chazor. is that the daughter could be makabel. The ketana can be makabel again. Why not? She's the miskareshes. She has a yad. Forget she has a yad. She was an orphan. She could be makabel again. The ketana has enough yad to be makabel again. So why not? Why can't she be makabel again? She does harif v'haramban v'harashbo. Is that the ketana cannot be makabel again? If she has a father, the ketana cannot be makabel again. The Ramban explains, and the Rashba quotes it, will be in the second parak, because in order to be makabel again, she has to be kiyada v'yadami. The Roman Balak. And the Ramban understands that yada v'yadami means shliach aviyah. And a ketana is not a bashlichus. Not a bashlichus. A nair could be a shliach of the father. A ketana can't be a shliach of the father. So if you want to translate this machlekes into the term that we're setting up over here, that's for sure that she's the miskareshes. That's the Gemara in Gittin Chavala. Nonetheless, the father is the bialim on the maisa kavola saget. Now we have a machlekes. When she is makabel luget, kiyada via damio, Marci's kiyada via damio. Does it need shlichus? In which case, she has to be at least a nair. It can't be a ketana because ketana not about shlichus. Or does it need something less than shlichus? Tanya said she's going to be a ketana. It doesn't rise to the level of shlichus, and therefore ketana could do it also. That's this machlek sushen. The Ramban says you need the level of shlichus. Only a nair. Rashi holds that in Taisus. That for Yad Aviyah, you don't need to be a shliach of the father. So what's the point that issue? So it seems to me that the issue here is what does it mean when we say that the father is the bialim on the maisa gerush? She's a miskareshes, but the father is the bialim on the maisa gerush. Does that mean that only the father can do the maisa gerush? And nobody else could? The Torah gave the maisa gerush over to the father, that the father should do it? Hakam, she's the miskareshes, she's the balas dova ka'omer. It's not, she's not kimoini chashuba. She's not kimoini chashuba. That's the more kofalim. She's the miskareshes. But the father said the maisa gerushin has to be done by the Torah gave the maisa gerushin over to the father. Does that mean that now the Torah said that only the father can do the maisa gerushin? It's for the daughter, right? It's for the daughter. That's the more kofalim. It's for the daughter because she's the balas dova. He's not the kindness atzmoi. She's the kindness atzmoi. She's going to get the kinyan over here. But the Torah said that this kinyan can be done only by the father. The Torah was most of this kinyan over entirely to the father to do. And the only person who can do this kinyan is the father. But yet the Torah said that the daughter could do it as a shliach of the father. The daughter could do the maisa as a shliach of the father. The lashon of the Ramban is yarda Torah l'soif daiti shel av, that the father wants her to be his shliach. That's the Ramban understands the Gemara of Machnesis Hasid. The father is Nicholai, but he takes it the way he says it is. He learns like Rashi that it's Nicholai. But the way he says it is, Yor de Torah l'soif daiti shalav, de Nicholai she tachnis atzma l'shusay. It's Nicholai she mekava l'get in tachnis atzma l'shusay. So it's a kind of shlichus. Even though Shalem Das Av, the daughter doesn't ask the father. But Yor de Torah l'soif daiti shalav, and therefore the Torah said the father really wants her to be a shliach. That means you have to come on to shlichus. Because the Torah gave the Maisa HaKabbalah over entirely to the father. No, the daughter, and the father is the one who has to do it. He can be mad at Shliach to do it. Or Yor the Torah L'Soif Daiti, that he wants to be mad at the daughter, so it's Ki'ilu he was mad at the daughter. But that's only the Shulchan Shalom Kimoisa. The Maisa has to be done by the father himself. The Mele Rabban holds, the Rif, the Rashba, they all hold, that a Ketana can't do it. Because a Ketana can't be a Shliach. So you don't have Shluchim Kamoisi, so there's no, you don't have the Kabbalah of the Father. And the other in Rashi and Tosis, we hold that even a Ketana could be Makabal Luget, and be Kiyad Aviyadami. They apparently hold that Yad Aviyah doesn't require the level of Shluchim. Because they understand that Yad Aviyadami does not mean that the Father has to do the Kabbalah Saget. The daughter can do the Kabbalah Saget. It's more the father has a veto over the Kabbalah Saget. The father is the bailim in the sense that you can't do it without the father's permission. If the father doesn't want, so since the Torah gave him a bailus on it, if the father doesn't want, it doesn't go through. The father has to mekayim the neder of his daughter. If the father's not mekayim, it's the daughter's neder, the father's not the neder, but the father has to mekayim it, because without his, he has a veto on the neder. He made for it, he's keeping mekayim it. Now, I'm not sure if in all the details it's the same as the halachas. I'm not going to think now that Nahum wrote, halachas and Dorim, that's not too much. But my kapanim, the muscle is surely muscle. If the father has, it's not that the father has to do the Kabbalah Seget. She could do the Kabbalah Seget. She's the Baal's daughter. She could do her own Kabbalah Seget. But the father has a veto over it. She can't do it without the father's permission. You need the harmon or the shusa from the father. That even a kohen can get. The Torah said, if you want. The Torah said that the father is nichol shet kabel, or the father is nichol shet kabel, and therefore it's called the father gave his. Father lets it happen. That's all you need. That's what I want to bring up. All you need is that the father should allow it to happen. He's the bailim. He has the veto. He has to allow it to happen. But you don't need. You don't need shlichus. So therefore, even a Tana can be Makabal again. Because why not? A Tana can be Be'etzim Makabal again. Here you can't do it without the father's acquiescence. Because that much bias the Torah gave to the father, that he has to acquiesce. Well, he does acquiesce. Nicholai should Makabal, she Makhnes Sas Meshusoi, she Nicholai. So the father acquiesces that the daughter should be Makabal again. But if the daughter is being Makabal, it's not the father. It never said in the Torah that the father has to do the Maisa Kabbalah. The Torah didn't give him the whole Maisa Kabbalah. The kinder, the daughter does her own Kabbalah. If that's the case, and the Rashba there is masking with the Ramban. If that's the case, so maybe we could bring that back to us. Now again, we're going now in the sheet of no, these are we're not going in the ritual. We're assuming that that Kiddushin and Gerushin are fundamentally the same, that the we're dying in the Rashba. The Rashba holds that the Rashba doesn't say like the Ritva. The Rashba doesn't say that the father is the Makhne. That's why it's not called. That's why it's not called Makarcha. The Rashba is like Rashi in that regard. That the Baal's daughter is the daughter. Not Mechalak and Gerishin and Kiddusha. Then Mr. Ramban is Mutuik over there in the beginning of the second parak that he learns Mafkas and Mafneses like Rashi. Doesn't have this Chiluk and Gerishin, this fundamental Chiluk and Gerishin and Kiddusha. So fine. So the Rashba goes and Shita Ramban. Rashi in this as far as it goes. Gerishin and Kiddusha are the same thing. The Baal's daughter is the daughter. But we have Mechalak's Rashi in the Rashba. Is that called Bakrocha? Rashi says that's called Bakrocha. The Baal's daughter is a daughter and she doesn't want. And the Rashba says, no, it's not called Bakrocha. Because the das of the father is like the das of the daughter. Now again, neither one says like the Ritva. The Ritva says it's not called Bakrocha because the Machn is the father. And the daughter is just it's like the table. So that's Bachal. But that's neither Rashi nor the Rashba. Rashi and the Rashi both learn that the daughter is the Baal's daughter, the Kiddushin is happening with the daughter. She's the Baal's daughter. And yet they diverge. The Rashi says, that's called Bal Korcha, because you don't have the daughter's das. And the Rashi says, that's not Bal Korcha. You don't have the daughter's das, but you have the das of the father, and the das of the father is bemukking the das of the daughter. So I want to say, maybe it's totally in this issue over here. In this Machlokes Rashi on the one hand against Rashi and Tosfos on the one hand against the Rif, the Ramban, the Rashba on the other. How do you understand Kiyan Aviyah Dami? What does it mean? What does it mean that the father is the Bailim on the Maisa HaKabbalah, and she has to be Kiyan Aviyah Dami? The Ramban understood, and the Rif, the Ramban, the Rashba, they understood that Kiyad Avi Adami means the father has to actually do the Kabbalah. The father has to do the Kinyan. The Torah gave the Kinyan over to the father, that the father should do the Kinyan. Even when the daughter does the Kinyan, she only does it as a shliach of the father, and she has to be a bar shlichus. She can't be a ketan, she has to be a naira. Because it's the father who has to do. The Torah was meiser. The meiser Kabbalah Saget, the Torah gave it over to the father to do. That means the Torah said that even though normally the gerushin and kiddushin for that matter is done with the isha, but when it comes to a naira, to a tana or a naira, the whole maisa is done by the father, and the father now does the maisa instead of the daughter. He does the kabbalah saget and the kabbalah sakiddushin for that matter instead of the daughter, and the daughter can't do it at all. Only the Torah was maisa entirely to the father. So if the Torah gave over the whole act of gerushin and kiddushin to the father entirely, so then I could say, well, it goes, what's the expression? Kitten kubudel. You know, it's the whole package deal. The Torah gave over to the father the mice of the Kabbalah Saget that the father should do, and the das for the Kabbalah Saget the father should do. That's what it says in Torah. That the father's Kabbalah, that's the Kabbalah. She's not Makabbalah again. The father is the stand-in for the daughter, and he does it. He does the Kabbalah again, because he's been mokim. The Torah said the father now is mokim. Still, she goes up. The father is mokim abbas. And Mimela, if the father has whatever, what if, and the father's das therefore is also mokim the das of the daughter. So it's not called bal kocha, because that was meiser all to the father. The father should do, and that's the Rashba who says that it's not called bal kocha. I mean, it's bal kocha in a sense, because the daughter doesn't want to do it, the daughter's not being asked. But it's not called bal kocha because the Torah gave it all over to the father. That he should be in loco of the daughter. You know, he stands in place of the daughter to do the Kabbalah Saget, to do the Kabbalah Sakidushin, including the Dashabah. Says the Rashba, says the Rashba, different daitus, she's Kedasa, his Das is Kedasa, Dasa Av is Bimokim Dasa Bas. The Shankin Rashi Lishitosi holds that. Not the father doesn't have to do the Maisa Kabbalah Saget. Even if the father had to do the Maisa Kabbalah Saget, then the daughter would have to be a shliach, and a ktana is not a shliach. Ktana can't be a shliach. And yet Rashi holds that a ktana could be Makabbalah Get. According to Rashi, that the ktana is Makabbalah Get, that the ktana is Makabbalah Get, is that the father is Makabbalah Get. I mean, according to Rashi and Tosfos, that she's Makabbalah Get. She doesn't have to be the father's shliach. She's Makabbalah Get. You need the father's permission, because the father has the veto. You need the father's acquiescence. The father doesn't want her to be Makabbalah Get. That's Kiyad Avi Adami. That you need, I mean, the Torah gave it to her. The Torah said, you're the Torah, so that Torah gave for the... According to Rashi, even a ketana can be Makabbalah Get. A ketana, not a bas shlichus. So it's not called the father's makabel, only the daughter was makabel, and it's still good. Why is it good? And the father's the balabos. So kiyad avi adami, which means merely, according to Rashi, doesn't mean shlichus. You don't need shlichus. If you needed shlichus, the ketana couldn't do it. Something much less than shlichus. She does the kabbalah saget. Just need the father should let it go, because the father has a veto over the kabbalah saget. He's the bailam in that sense, he's the bailam of the kabbalah saget. So you need the Haskama of the father in order for her to be Makabal again. So that's Kiyad Avi, that's what it says in Kiyad Avi Adamio, that since she's Machnes Zatzim Shusavio, so the father is Nichole, and you have the Haskama of the father, she's Makabal again. But it's her being Makabal again, not the father. And not even her as a shliach of the father. It's her Kabbalah again. You need the father could be Mefer, the Kabbalah, he could be Makayim, Alderach Nadar, but it's her Maisa. Never said in Torah that when the father is Makabal, that the Torah is Meiser, the Kabbalah again over to the father. Not true. She does the Kabbalah Saget. Father has a balabatish kind over it. But it's she's doing the Kabbalah Saget. So Mele doesn't say anywhere in Torah that the Torah gave over the Kabbalah Saget to the father. The Torah just gave the father the shus over the Kabbalah Saget. But the act of the Kabbalah Saget is still done by the daughter. The father could do it as a shliach of the daughter, that's the Gemara Chaf Aleph. The father could also be a shliach of the daughter to do it. It also says in Torah. So therefore, if the father, so now, therefore Rashi doesn't have this notion that Das Av is b'mokim Das Abbas. The Ramban and the Rashi the Shitosu, and he goes in the Shitas Ramban, that the Torah gave over the whole Kabbalah to get to the father. The father is the one who's now, who has the power of attorney to do the Kabbalah Saget, and not the daughter, unless she's a shliach of the father, and therefore she has to be a Nara Nara Ktana, Ka'oma. So the father, the Torah gave over the Kabbalah Saget to the father. So if the Torah gave the Kabbalah Saget over to the father, then he should be B'mokim Habas, so his Das is also B'mokim Habas. That's the Rashba. Das Aviyah is B'mokim Daito. According to Rashba, there's no Shigumar. The Torah never gave over the Kabbalah Saget to the father. The daughter has her own Kabbalah Saget. Daughter has her own Kabbalah Saget. The Torah just said the father is the father rules over the Kabbalah Saget. He can't do it without his haskama. But he doesn't do the Kabbalah Saget. She does the Kabbalah Saget. If she's the one where the father has her shliach, so if she does the Kabbalah Saget, and even if the father is the Kabbalah Saget, he's doing it as a shliach of the daughter, Bal Korach of the daughter, like Gemara says in Chafalef. So the bottom line is it's not Shalom Midas. That's a kinyan that's happening Shalom Midas. Because the kinyan is happening, Shalom Midas, the Isaac Kinyan. But according to Rashi, not only is she the Miskadeshis, according to Rashi, even the kinyan of the Gerishin is primarily her. Just the father is the Bailam on it that you need his askama. You need, she has to take from the father the Kayach HaBailam. But even the Maisa HaGerishin is hers and not the father. She does the Maisa HaGerishin, not the father. So if it happens, Shalom Midaita, that's a kinyan that's happening, Bal Korach. The Rashba will learn, the Rashba, the Ramban, they're going to have to learn then when the Gemara says the father is the shliach of the daughter, they mean the Torah Avada gave the whole Maisa over to the father. Even she can only do it as a shliach of the father. That's the Shittas Ramban. You're the Torah said, a Naira could be a shliach of the father. Kana can't be a shliach of the father. So the whole Maisa Kabbalah was given over to the father. The Gemara in Gittin Chaval just means that at the end of the day, she's still the Baal's Dovah on the Kinyan. I mean, and she's the Dovah HaNikna. She's not Kimimoyna Yichashuvah. She's the Baal's Dovah. The father is given the Maisa Gerishin as an apotropos for the daughter. What's coming out over here is there's a lot going on, but it's coming out basically three shittas. That's what I want to bring up. From Mikayach, the whole chesmen of all these sugyas which we're trying to juggle, there's three shittas I think that are emerging. And maybe there's still room to in the fine tuning, but in broad strokes, there's three shittas here. The first shita is the shittas haritva. The ritva holds maybe it's a better way to put it. Let's start the other way. By Gerishin, what's coming out is that we have Machlokes Rashi and Tosis against the Rif, the Ramban, and the Rashba. That expresses itself in the Halacha, can a Ketana be Mekabel or get? That's what they're arguing about. But it really has broad ramifications. Because that's for sure, we have two Gemaras. We have a Gemara that says the father is a Shliach Habas, and we have another, that's Gittin Chabalah, and we have a Gemara in Kiddushin Memdalek that says that the Bas is Kiyada Biyadami. So, of course, we have Mechalek, Mechalek Bokas, that the Miskar, the Baal's daughter and the Gerishin is the daughter, not the father. The father acts for the daughter. But on the other hand, that's the Gemara Gittin Chabalah. The father acts for the daughter, the Baal's daughter is the daughter. On the other hand, we have the Gemara in the Gemara in Mendala that says the father is the one who can make a shliach, and the daughter needs to only comes only the father can make a shliach, and she can't make a shliach. That's because the father has the bialis and the maisa on the maisa. That's the raid and the dress for maisa kuzkash. But within that, it's mischalik between the riff in his school, the Rabban, the Rashba, and Rashi and Tosis on the other hand. The regarding the following. That when the father, what does it mean that the father is the Bailam and the Mais? The Ramban Shita is that the father is the Bailam and the Mais. It means the Torah gave over the Mais HaKabbalah to the father to do. And only the father can do the Mais HaKabbalah Saget. Oy hu, oy shluchot. And when the Gemara says that she's Kiyar Avir, that means she's a Shliach Avir. But the Maisa Kabbalah again can be done by the father alone. Because even though she's the Baal's Dover, can't get away from that, she's the Baal's Dover, given Kabbalah, she's the Miskar Reshes, but the Maisa Kabbalah was given over to the father to do. The father does the Maisa HaGerish, and nobody else. The father can make a Shliach. By a Naira, you're the Torah will say back that he wants the daughter to be a Shliach, she's a Naira and a Bas Shlichus. She's a Tana, she can't be a Bas Shlichus. But it's the father who has to do the Maisa HaGerish. According to Rashi and Tosis, it doesn't go so far. According to Rashi and Tosis, the father doesn't have to do the Maisa HaGerish. The father is the violent that he has to acquiesce to the Maisa HaGerish. He controls the Maisa HaGerish. If she wants to do the Maisa HaGerish, she needs the father's permission. By Gerish, and she's not necessarily Mishra Shadiyah, but she probably has the father's permission. We assume she has the father's permission. But she has to have, but that's all she needs, she's the father's permission. But it's not the father who actually does the Kabbalah Sagerish. So she could be a Ketana. Not a Bashlichos, so what? She doesn't have to be a Shliach of the father. She just needs the father's permission, because the father controls the Maisa HaGerish. But she does her own Maisa HaGerish. Could be telling something else also. I told you in Gittin Samach Gimel, the Gemara says Yad Yisera Zochel Rechmano. There's two Yadayim. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ain't two Yadayim Zochel Rechmano." Chacham said, "No, Yad Yisera Zochel Rechmano." Torah added another Yad. So Machayik is with Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos both people learn Yad Yisera means she's the main Yad. The father is an additional Yad. And the Rashba and Memdal says that no, she's the Yad Yisera. She's the Yad Yisera. The father is the main Yad. She's the Yad Yisera. Could be telling this Machayik also. Rashi and Tosfos hold she's Mekabel Gershon herself. She needs the father's permission, but she does her own. She does her own. The Maisa Kabbalah she does. You need the father's permission because the Torah gave the father the control over it. But the Maisa is her. It's her Yad. If the father does it, that's a Yad Yisera. The father could also do the Maisa Kabbalah, but she is Kidikoyikoy. She has her own Maisa Kabbalah Gershon. And the Rashi, she tosses it. He goes with the Shitas Ramban. The Torah said the father has to do it. That she could do it is only as a shliach of the father. So who's the Yad Yisera? She. Because she's a shliach of the father. The father plugs into the same machalikas. That's as far as Gerishin is concerned. What about as far as Kiddushin is concerned? So Rashi holds, and in this regard, the Rashba agrees, and they all agree that Kiddushin is the same as Gerishin. Because they learned the Lishna Kamala, Kiddushin Mavkas, and Gerishin Machnes is just to be a technical, Nichalei, Loi Nichalei, the way Rashi says over there. The Rabban also says that. So there's no difference between Gerishin and Kiddushin. So whatever we said by Gerishin is going to be true by Kiddushin as well. The Ritva, on the other hand, holds that there's an iron wall between Gerishin and Kiddushin. Everything that we set up to now may be true by Gerishin, and the Ritva could agree to all of that. Either way, Rashi's version, the Ritva's version, but that's all Gerishin did. When it comes to Kiddushin, there's a new vart. The father gets the money because the father's a baldover. And she's not a baldover at all, kim emoni chashuv. Where does that different Gerishin and Kiddushin come from? So I'm suggesting, maybe that's how he learned the Lishna Kam. The Ritva doesn't say how he learns the Lishna Kam. So he gives us that freedom. So Mela comes out, I said before it's three shittas. In Gerishin, it's only two shittas. Rashi and Tosis on the one hand, and the Ritva, the Ramban, and the Rashba on the other hand. That's still that. By Kiddushin now, the Ritva, we have the Ritva, so a third Shittah. That Kiddushin is different entirely. By Kiddushin, the father is about over and after and after. So Mela comes out, three Shittahs. This translates into the three Shittahs. How do we learn Gemara? The Gemara. What's the story now? Is this called a Kinyan that's happening about Karachana? Rashi holds that being Makadosh, a Ketana is called Kiddushin about Karachana. Because Rashi holds there's no difference in Gerishin and Kiddushin. And by Gerishin, Rashi holds, Shittas Rashi and Tosfos, is that she does her own Kabbalah Saget. You need the father's permission, but she's the one who does the Kabbalah Saget. So she's the one who's doing the Kabbalah HaKiddushin. Even when the father does it, it's only a Yad Yisera, the father's doing it for the daughter. So therefore, the father's doing it for the daughter. Even the Yad is only for the daughter. And the daughter doesn't want, or at least nobody asked her. So that's called that it's happening in Bal Kocha. The Rashba Lushitosi holds, because he holds peace with the school of the Ramban, that the Torah Yes, the Baal is the Baal's lover, but still, the Torah gave over the whole Maisa of Kabbalah Saget, and by the same token, the Maisa of Kabbalah Sakidushin that the father should do. And even if she does it, it's only the Shliach of the father. So the Torah said the father steps in instead of the daughter. And instead of the daughter being Makabal Aget, the father's Makabal Aget. So the Torah said the father's instead of the daughter. So the father's Das is instead of the Das of the daughter too. So that's not called Bakrocha. Because you have the Das of the father, which is instead of the Das of the daughter. And then the third sheet is the Ritva, the Shitasoi, that there's a difference between Gerushin and Kiddushin. And the Ritva holds that when it comes to Kiddushin, the father is altogether the Baldova. And therefore the Ritva holds that it's not called Bakrocha of the daughter. Not because the father is, because the father's asking instead of the asking of the daughter, but because the father's altogether the baldover, she's out of the picture. So that's not called bakrocha. The same way if you buy a table, you don't need, it's not called bakrocha of the table. The baldover is the father. Those are the three sheets of it. Okay, stop. Tomorrow I'm not going to be here. But tomorrow I'm not going to be here. So we should. I'm just glad to finish the thesis. We start to give chuppah. We'll be starting.